making me giddy.
No need to bottle up. It's over and it's done. Let's drink some booze.
Good evening, good afternoon, good morning, or wherever you happen to be listening time. And welcome to the Yoo-Hoo Podcast, episode number 51. Please join our humble little podcast as we review the Christmas special, The Time of the Doctor, and we say goodbye to what is this podcast's one of our favourite doctors, Matt Smith. And so with that, we move right into the meat and the bones of this episode. And that is The Time of the Doctor. Now,
before
introductions, I am David. I am the strangely low-key one tonight.
Really? But
sitting to my right, talkative-wise. But sitting to my right is her over there, her and her Santi jammies. It's Clary Lou. Ooh, hello, Clary Lou.
Hello.
Have you had your chocolate bar?
No, I haven't.
Have you had your candy?
No.
Are you sad?
Yes.
Okay. The reason why I'm asking these questions to Clary Lou is because it's a regeneration episode. We've seen, rung out the old and rung in the new and brought in the new. And his name is Peter Capaldi. But first, we'll get into the episode of Time of the Doctor. And we ask, as we always do in this situation, Clary Lou Who, what did you think?
It was good. Alright, yeah. It's good.
Do you know what? I liked it. I did.
I liked it. It wasn't the best
episode no. I've seen. It wasn't groundbreaking. Don't. Because it must be said that a lot of reaction to this has not been pleasant. I'm not entirely sure what the exact ratio is, really, because people who have their opinions have their opinions. You don't like it, you don't like it. You love it, you love it. But I get the feeling that for a lot of people who are keen to say so in this circumstance, weren't particularly happy with this episode. Don't particularly understand why, and that's probably why I like it. If I can't see why you didn't like it, I'm gonna, we're gonna have a difference of opinion. But hey, isn't that what life is all about? A difference of opinion. Aren't we all lovely? Why are there so many colours in the rainbow? Why are there so many songs about rainbows?
What?
I don't know. I've been drinking copious amounts of alcohol.
Not that much.
I know.
Not enough to sort of justify that.
It's the old David. It's my old technique. It's to start off with a sentence, hope it goes somewhere, and if it doesn't, ramble incoherently until someone stops me.
Dear.
But anyway, yes, I liked it. It's a shame that it's had such a divisive opinion. It has actually been very divisive.
I think a lot has, so recently.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah.
I was expecting it, to tell you the truth.
I was sort of expecting it too, but you hope against hope. I mean, Snowman was more universally liked. Snowmen.
Yeah.
Regardless of what, our personal opinions are. I mean, we were quite grumpy about it when we reviewed it. But I think we weren't feeling too well that day. I especially wasn't. But
I'd say my opinion's changed.
Yeah, I liked it.
Since I've seen it.
Yeah,
since
I liked it.
I like
it. But it's still not spectacular.
Yeah.
When
I'm wrong, I say I'm wrong.
When I'm right, by God, I'll let you know. but it starts off. I thought the first 10, 15 minutes were quite lovely. It opens with the Doctor with his new mate, Andals.
Oh, bless.
Andals for folks.
Andals.
Volcanoes.
Oh dear.
Oh god, that's going to be the title of the episode, by the way.
Oh no.
Endos for Folks.
No.
I will actually post a clip of the of what we're referencing on our Facebook page, so if in case North Americans or people of other countries don't understand what we're talking about, it will be on the Facebook page. But yeah, it starts off with, you know, the doctor. There's a little quiet planet, almost like a country village style, and it's emitting a pulse message that nobody understands, but it draws everybody close. This could be the start of something big. The papal mainframes got there first. I'm making you laugh, that's all that matters. Whether it makes sense or not is entirely is irrelevant at this one point. But anyway, excuse me, I've got a bit of a funny throat this day tonight.
Bless your heart.
Yeah. It's all of a sudden, come on, I think I've been talking too much today.
Bless your little heart.
As I want to do. But it's this planet's giving out a little message, and the papal mainframe got there first. And the doctor's been sort of jumping. It looks like he's been jumping from ship to ship with his mate Handles, who is a detached Cyberman head.
Oh, bless.
I love Handles, me. Love yeah. Handles.
Bless him.
But I like a bit of Handles, me. And he's sort of giving him information, what he needs to know, that sort of thing, and he's sort of guiding him around. They have a little interesting back and forth, very much like Castaway. It's Wilson, the volleyball. Perfectly valid thought. But anyway.
Wilson doesn't talk.
What?
Wilson doesn't talk.
Oh.
He doesn't actually help them.
Oh dear. maybe the Cyberman helmet doesn't actually talk.
There.
But anyway.
I know where you come from. Yeah, sorry.
And he's sort of getting, running from ship to ship from enemies that all want to kill him. But he's still concerned. Meanwhile, Clara wants him home for Christmas, or in this house for Christmas, to help, back up a lie she made up maybe not so long ago.
Mm.
And I like that bit, because he's nutty. And if I noticed this myself. We just talked about this recently. Mm. It's obvious Matt Smith's wearing a wig, and they actually pointed out later on in the episode.
Mm.
But I find, and jumping ahead a bit, when they land on the planet, he whips off the old wiggy to reveal a key that gets him back.
Mm-hmm.
But since he whips off the wig, his hair actually starts to look a bit more realistic.
Mm-hmm.
Since, you know, because he's obviously still wearing a wig after that.
Mm-hmm.
But it looks a bit more realistic since he revealed, because it looked kind of crappy.
Mm-hmm.
In the first, and you think, oh, bless him, they're trying to bravely soldier on.
Yeah.
But it turns out it's actually written in. I like that.
That was quite good.
It's quite smooth. But, I like the little interplay they have about the turkey.
Yeah.
She says, is it all right? Says, is it cooked? Is it done?
Mm-hmm.
He said, that's a decent vet would give it an even chance.
Yeah.
That's one of my favourite lines. Mm. And then, they get they've dealt with her problem, so they then deal with his problem, because they decide to do both at the same time. Cook the turkey while they're there as well.
Yeah. Strange.
I know. And then, they go up to the papal mainframe where they've been beckoned. And the people saying, oh, you know, this is a River Song replicant, or, you know, people have been saying, oh, it's because, you know, it's a River Song replacement.
Mm.
And, you know, they're just trying to get a River Song, but they couldn't get him, so, I guess get her.
Mm-hmm.
So, they just wrote this person in. Now, Tasha Lem seems like a different sort of character.
I can't understand why they would say they're similar.
It might be the Moffat staple of women. Bit sassy. bit flirty.
Yeah,
knows
because
the Doctor.
The female characters in Coupling were like that as well.
Mm. But no, I don't really buy that personally, because I think, well, because how would she be head of the Peel mainframe, which is behind the entire thing? And besides, the storyline goes on to explain that they created her later on.
Mm-hmm.
So why would Riversong be in there at that moment in time?
I can understand why they would say that it was sort of replacing for Riversong. However, there are some people that have said that it is Riversong that's regenerating. That's just a load of twaddle,
no,
I believe.
No, that's twaddle and indeed Chris Waddle.
It's Moffat. Yeah, he would have revealed that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, yeah.
There ain't going to be any more Riversong. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's pretty much it for Riversong now.
Mm.
They might have something for him in I keep saying him. I don't know why I'm saying that, but they might have something for her in Series 8, but I think it'll be sparing at the very, because the romance is gone, the chemistry won't be there. It's not the same actor inhabiting the role, so it's not going to be. It might be a little bit that, hey, here's what's going on. Good night, goodbye.
Yeah.
But I think it's, for the most part, it's tied up all of the questions about from Series 5 onwards. You know, where little Bo died. See what it did there. It seemed to sort of answer a lot of questions that people had. A lot with hand waving, you know, who were the creatures that were in the silence, which I quite liked. I liked that explanation.
Yeah, but still don't know the name for them, though.
No, I would love to know what their species is called. But, they never explained what Yoda's species is, so, you know, I'm not going to cry too much about that.
They usually do, though, in Doctor
Who. Aye, they do, but...
it would have been nice, but it's not...
It's not important.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I suppose.
I did like the Truth Shield as well.
Yes, the Truth... I kind of like that, especially when they had they couldn't help but blab out information about themselves.
Yeah.
And the people go, is this a problem? No, yes.
Mm-hmm. I do think it's going to be weird, though, because it kind of revealed that you like the Doctor. It's going to be weird, a relationship with Capaldi now.
I don't think that... I think that sort of thing will not come into play now.
It won't, but it'd be weird.
Excuse me. Oh, by God, my throat
because
started getting really scratchy.
She actually revealed that then.
Yes.
Bless you, are you okay?
Yeah. I've it's gone a bit scratchy. Weird. But anyway, you see, Karen.
It's going to be strange.
I think it's a throwaway gag, personally.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. No matter though, he might bring a little bit of slight awkwardness into it.
He might do, but the fact that I think it's someone pointed this out. I know. I'm not big on the big romances in Doctor Who, but the thing is, you're a girl, impressionable.
Uh-huh.
You want to be whisked away.
Mm.
A man who is not unattractive comes in and promises the world, sweeps his way in his big machine.
I'm in the box.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. See, you're going to fancy him a little bit.
Mm.
There's going to be some... If you're not along for the ride, you're not. There's going to be some attraction.
Mm. Whether it's a... It could be... I think they've got to either go one way or another. Myself.
Yeah.
It's either got to be sort of like an uncle-y father type figure.
That's where they're probably going to go.
I'd heard more like a friend, but...
I mean, it's up to Moffat to decide what he's going to do. But I think it can't really continue or make it romantic.
No.
Because it's going to make it very creepy.
Yeah. I think they should make some reference to it, though. Because that was Clara. Clara would be majorly paid off.
Yeah, then he finds himself stranded on this world called Christmas, which he finds out later is Trenzalore, which he seems to accept as destiny. He binned Clara back on Earth, but she managed to grab hold of the key when it was getting out.
Yeah.
So it kept hold of her.
Mm-hmm.
And he spent about 300 years defending Trenzalore.
Yeah.
Because basically, he discovered the crack, which had, the message that was coming was believed to be Gallifreyan, or the plant was described as Gallifreyan, but it was later revealed the message was Gallifreyan, which was confusing and poor handles.
Bless him. I have a giggle whenever I think about it.
And then, the crack returned, and it turns out that maybe Gallifrey's hiding behind that. And they've set down a little truth machine, or truth field, and they're constantly asking, via Gallifreyan message, Doctor Who? Now, this is explaining this to it's obviously to draw the Doctor near. The Doctor would get close, it would ask him the question. If he answered the question, they would know it was him. Yeah. Answered the question,
it'd be
sorry.
True. They would know it was true.
They knew it was him, and they knew it was safe for them to either come through or whatever. He never fully spoke his name. Obviously, he was never going to be drawn to speak his name.
No.
So Nick can be like...
Can you imagine? Jeez, the kerfuffle that's being caused... Anyway, the mass hatred. Can you imagine if he had dared to give the Doctor a name?
Oh no, can you imagine it? Oh. Timothy! As he screams into the crowd. His name is Timothy.
Blimey, there would be little Moffat wanted posters everywhere.
If there isn't already enough now.
Yeah.
We'll probably go into this a bit later. Actually, we'll talk about it now. Because of the dislike this episode's got, Moffat's come in him for a lot of personal flack. Now, I've been on Facebook and Twitter recently, not defending particular, but sort of confronting the people who seem to have a bugbear against Moffat. Now, it's their own decision. They can dislike or like whatever they like. But there seems to be a sort of a persistence. And what I feel is to be an over-OTT reaction. Now, you can not like this. It's not really my concern. It's not the greatest episode of all time, so you're not really going to hurt me too much by not liking it. I'm not going to call you a Moffat hater, but I am going to start worrying. For some reason, I'm not even going to describe it. But that's just for me and Claire, who listens. But anyway, where was I? It's all well and good. It's all well and good to not like something. That's not really my concern. But it seems to be sort of persistence of attitude to sort of chase after him a little bit. To keep telling him he sucks. To keep talking about how much you dislike it. And that's well and good too. It's a talking cure. But obviously it's not helping you because you keep bloody talking about it. It does you no favours to continually talk about it. You're only hurting yourself, really. And for the most part, for the people who do like it, who do like maybe your opinions, maybe you're... excuse me. Maybe you're hurting them too. I mean, okay, but this is your opinion, you're perfectly entitled to it, but a little restraint, maybe. Just a little bit. Because we'll just, in the end, we'll all end up no worse than the people on Gallifrey Base, who just hate absolutely everything, no matter what. Who apparently are fans of the show, yet clearly hate every single aspect of it. Going.
I cannot comment on this.
Yes. But that's my little mini rant over about it. But that's not to say you're wrong.
No.
You're not wrong.
Everybody's right. It's just
Everybody's right in what they think. Because it's subjective. And especially this episode is massively subjective. Or divisive, at least.
More so than I thought it would be.
I thought there'd be
an
overwhelming like or dislike.
I personally haven't. I posted, two comments on Twitter, but I haven't read anything. And I've been on Facebook today for the first time since Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
So I haven't seen any reactions. I've just heard what you said.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess in some way I must have thought this, and I've probably been deliberately staying away from the internet a bit.
Just in case it influenced your opinion.
Yeah.
Well, I suppose.
Well, not so much influenced. It's like what we were talking earlier, and I said there's sometimes you can watch something and there'll be little things that you don't notice because you're enjoying the programme and you either let things slide or they're that insignificant that you don't let it bother you. And then you hear the reviews and so, oh, but this shouldn't have happened. This couldn't possibly have happened because of blah, 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 blah. And then it makes you think, oh, God, yeah, I didn't realise that.
It's just, I mean, it's, I guess maybe people are building it up to be more than what it is because it is a significant episode. It's an end of an era. Mm. It's an end of a particular topic. But I think the fact that we're not talking about it is at the episode, the rejection itself was low key.
Mm.
Not the bit beforehand because he uses it as a device to defeat the last known opposition to Trenzalore, which is the Daleks.
Mm.
Because they've all basically wiped each other out.
Yeah.
And only the Daleks remain because they're a powerful being. But he uses his energy to... And, okay, Clara... Because... people say... Excuse me. My God. God knows where that's come from. But...
bless you.
People have said, well... The Doctor didn't speak his name, but he gets a whole new bunch of regeneration energy because Clara vouches for him. You think, yeah, but isn't she in the truth field?
She is, but she still didn't say his name.
She's saying it's him, believe it's him.
Mm. She is, but...
If she's telling the truth.
But that wasn't the point of it, though, because the Doctor himself could say, it's me, it's the Doctor, and they would know that be true because of the truth field. What they wanted was his name. And they didn't get it. I can't see where they're coming from.
All right, okay, fair enough.
The Doctor himself could have said the same thing. It is me. It's the Doctor.
But if it isn't him, though, they couldn't say it's not. They wouldn't say it wouldn't be the truth.
But if the Doctor had said,
"It's me.
It's me. I'm the Doctor," they would know that to be true.
Mind you, however,
because of the truth field.
Thinking about it though, Clara wasn't exactly seeing come through. They didn't come through. They would have come through if he'd actually spoken his name.
Mm.
But they said, can't you just at least do something for him? He's at the end of his tether. He's got nothing left. Can you at least do something? So they threw a little bit of regeneration energy at him.
You could look at it another way. The question was Doctor Who. It wasn't, what's the Doctor's name?
Yeah.
She said who the Doctor was.
Yes. Ah.
The question wasn't, what is the Doctor's name? The question was, Doctor Who.
Would you
who
verify?
Is the Doctor?
Can you verify the Doctor?
Who is the Doctor?
Yeah.
The question wasn't,
assumed
was...
assumed it yeah, was in his name.
The question never was, what is the Doctor's name?
Yes.
The question was,
I like Doctor. This. I like this. Brilliant.
No,
see,
unless I've missed something.
No,
the
I
question
get it.
Always was, Doctor Who.
I buy it.
It was
it.
Presumed. It was his name.
Right, fair enough. I'll go with that. I'm happy with that.
Which, to be honest, I have to say, the only little bit that I would have liked, since we're on about his name, the only bit that I would like to have been sewn up with regards to him and River Song was... We still don't know yet how she knew his name.
I'm guessing at some
how
point she'll
take it.
We
don't know that.
Fair point. I'm willing to stretch out and say at some point he told her.
It's obvious.
Yeah.
But it wasn't.
It wasn't implied in the show or shown in the show.
Mm-hmm.
So. It's up for debate. It certainly is, anyway. if just for my own peace of mind, I'll just say, I will personally say, at some point off screen, that he told her.
Yeah.
Whoa, I've spoken way too much today. What was he going to do? Yeah, the regeneration, when he takes out the Daleks' fleet, with the he basically sends a shockwave throughout the entire thing. Gets somebody inside, and because he gets his new little... and this is canon, because the Master was promised a whole new regeneration cycle for the use of their help. Mm. He never got one, but he was promised it.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, he got a new thing, and he... Actually, speaking of that, the makeup. Yay or nay? I'd say a half and half, personally.
Yeah, hit I was missing. Trying not to notice too much.
I'd say in certain ways the lighting helped.
Mm-hmm.
In certain way, other ways the lighting didn't help.
I think...
Nowhere near as bad as some people are making out to be.
Yeah, I think... And I know we've spoken about this before as well, but I think Smith's acting helped.
Yes, because Smith actually...
He acts old very, very well.
There's a bit where he says, you think you're scared of actually attacking me, aren't you? Because you think I've always got something. And he waves a hand like an old man.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, I've got nothing.
Yeah.
And slumps down. I've got nothing, I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
He was giving up at that moment in time.
Yeah.
And he actually gave up. In a behavioural sense, like an old man.
Mm.
Especially when he's a little bit older and he's got the grey flecks in his hair.
Yeah.
And he's chasing after Clara after she's just become detached from the TARDIS.
Bless.
I thought he looks like an old man there.
Mm.
And they did explain the regeneration limit. They did address it.
Yeah.
And they have answered it. And we have a new batch of regenerations.
Yep.
A new 13.
Yep.
So we that's it. So do you know what? Regardless of people's feelings for how Moffat's handling it, we've got a whole new area to go.
Mm.
He's done that at least for us.
Yeah.
Gallifrey's coming back eventually.
Deals with it.
Yes.
Basically.
Gallifrey eventually will come back. No, you're right. That's fine. But Gallifrey will come back, and we have 13 new lives to deal with. That'll be the alcohol and the Coca-Cola mixing together.
Oh, yes.
It gives the foam a sort of...
beautiful.
But anyway. So we've got new areas to explore, new ways to go now. And it's something to notice. Because I didn't know after the name of the Doctor.
Mm.
The first in the trilogy of the Doctor episodes. We've got a mini.
Mm-hmm,
we've got Knight, but that doesn't really count. It's McGann, but it's not a full episode, so you can't say it's a trilogy. It's a quadrilogy, but it is a trilogy.
It's a shame that wasn't worked in, because I've liked Russell McGann, though.
Aye. But
I thought he was really good there.
Yeah, after the name of the Doctor, I didn't know where we were going to go.
Mm.
I had no clue. I know there's a 50th and the Christmas special to go, but. The last two episodes have shown me,
yeah,
the specials at least, that we've got places to go. It's something to explore now.
Yeah.
It's not going to be a quest for Gallifrey anymore, because it's explained that he's not actually on a quest for Gallifrey. He remembers it being there, but he has no idea where to find it.
Mm.
So why would he look? Maybe it'll come to him. I mean, he's also got some immediate problems to deal with.
Yeah.
Like, when the regeneration was over, or the initial regeneration energy burst, Clara was looking for him, and he was nowhere to be seen. The TARDIS door hung open, the phone was hanging off his hook, and you saw some feet come up the stairs when she was inside the TARDIS. Did you think it was going to be Capaldi then?
No.
Neither did I. The feet, there's something about the feet.
He's got big feet.
He's got big feet, and he's got them funny shoes. boots, I suppose. He comes upstairs and he's back to his young self. Clara, obviously, and it's a big fake out for the fans, obviously. And it's people do think that maybe it's like sort of a, oh, maybe he's back. Oh, you're having a chocolate because you know what we've come to now. people are thinking, okay, maybe it's a fake out. Maybe he's going to go on forever. Nah, never gonna happen. He explains straight away that it's basically a reset. he's had his little energy, and he's now got a short period of time before it changes. It's a new generation. It's unorthodox. It's new. It's a little unusual. Wasn't expecting it. But before 2005, they all were different. Mm. Every single one of them. They all had different things to them. So why can't this be different? Why doesn't have to be the old waterfall, dramatic music, standing over, you know, seeing emotional lines about, you know, sort of break character. But he has a little Adric moment, which I'm going to call it the Adric moment. I'm calling it right now, where Amelia / Amy appears before him and says, "Raggedy Man, good night." Oh, sad eyes over there from the Clary Lou Who camp. And he says, it's a nice little speech. You know, and it's actually, that feels like it's Moffat and Smith together. Rather than when Russell T Davis and David Tennant were leaving, it was like, this is the end of Doctor Who forever. It feels like this is it, shutting the shop. We're going, we don't want to, but we're going. It's going, it's over. And Matt Smith's appearance was almost like a surprise to everyone. But this is like, it's over, but it's okay. It's okay, because people move on. Things change. And it's all right to keep moving on. It's basically, it's the mantra of the Doctor Who fan. Things change, things move on, and it's okay. Because that's what happens, but you must never forget. You are. And he won't. Not one line. Not a single day.
Stop it.
Keep eating that candy bar. Sorry, no, I'm only kidding you. But, and that's nice. It's a nice way to go out. And he drops his bow tie with a very significant thing, and that's it. Here's a question. Did you prefer him to whip off the bow tie before Capaldi appeared? Or would it, the sort of thing, would Capaldi, in a moment of stress, whip the bow tie off?
No.
All right. So that we preferred. Now. Yes, and a lot of people are wanting to dub it the sneeze regeneration. But it was a snap regeneration and a half, I tell you. Shot the life out of me. Because, you know, he thought maybe you're going to get a little second burst at the waterfall flame effect and then back. But he went, kaboom.
I didn't think it would be dramatic, but I thought you'd see, like, a glow. I didn't even think you would
see a little bit of glow of the hands when she was reaching forward to try and touch him, and he was backing away. Do you notice he backed away when she was trying to touch him?
Yeah.
I think it would have done a serious amount of damage if she did.
Yeah.
And he snaps and he looks confused, and there's a new man looking back. And he looks surprised at first. Then he looks very confused. And he lurches, and his first line is, "Kidneys. I've got new kidneys. I don't like the colour." Unusual turn. Well, we're all expecting a bit of an unusual U-turn, or a left turn, after his generation. It happens nearly every time.
Bit of an odd line, but never mind.
Well, so is new teeth. That's weird.
Yeah, but you would notice your teeth, though. You would actually see your kidneys.
I mean, well, see,
the teeth thing I can understand, because you would go...
Well, see, the thing is, kidneys. I've got new kidneys. You could say I've got new teeth, but that's more of a sense of thing. Moffat's sort of area of regeneration seems to deal with a sort of madness, a mania, a sort of almost euphoria, or some sort of weird sort of, you know, the pain stopped. I feel better.
Yeah.
You know, when you've taken a painkiller, and you've got that weird euphoric sense after the pain's gone. It's like legs. I've got new legs.
Yeah.
Ooh, hands, lots of fingers. It's like that. It's an unusual sense of how you examine yourself.
Kidney, so I'm sorry.
No, it's just an unusual thing to say. I mean, it's like the brontosaurus is quite large, quite docile and stupid.
Mm.
It's like, you know, where's that come from?
Mm.
I know it's a reference to past Doctor episodes. You don't need to flame me about that. Sure. But, and then he doesn't know how to fly the thing. Which I'm just, I'm putting down to post-redundant forgetfulness. Mm. He can do that. Especially Davison's Doctor.
Mm.
Hello, I'm the Doctor. This is, you know, if my new regeneration works out, if it does at all.
Yeah.
Run, Jamie, run, that sort of thing.
Plus.
But yeah, and that was it. That was the episode. I thought it was alright. Yeah. I liked it.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be.
It wasn't terrible. I feel it wasn't terrible.
Yeah, I've got to be honest, I thought it was going to be crap.
Fair enough.
I really did.
Fair enough, yeah.
Because in fairness, Doctor Who hasn't got the best tradition for Christmas episodes being brilliant.
No, you know, for the most part, they're fluffy.
Excuse me.
You too, huh?
I've had this for
over a month. That's why we haven't been recording as much recently, actually.
Yeah.
We've been doing in bursts when you can. Because me darling Bubs, Claire Lou over there, not been feeling too good of late.
No.
But, yes, it's not. It wasn't. It had some newer areas to explore.
Mm-hmm.
It was a nice little character piece.
Yeah.
The story was background, really.
Mm.
He wrote in to include everything else to say. To say, you know, okay, this answered this, answered this.
Mm-hmm.
It's all drawn to a little close. Here you go.
Yeah.
And this was all explained by the plot.
Mm.
By the actually run of the story. The war of Trenzalore.
Do you think we'll be getting an announcement soon that Moffat's leaving?
Yes. We're going to talk about this as well. While I've been okay to good to positive on Moffat's run, I mean he's done some missteps. I'm not blind.
He's only human.
But for the most part, I don't think he's done any absolute stinkers.
Mm.
He may have done things that are not as good,
mm.
but I don't think there's. I mean, in during his run, I've not seen some absolute awful dog piles.
Mm.
But that's just my opinion, you know. I have every right to it. You can't get me on that. But I think he's done at worst, just consistent.
Oh.
But I think maybe he's got a year left.
Mm.
At best, before. I mean, he's running. I can tell he's sort of running out of ideas. Mm.
Yeah, we talked about this as well.
Yeah, you can't really go. Well, he's got ideas to go forever and ever. There's a recurring theme that he's running with, and maybe if I had to make an educated guess, he's got a series left. Excuse me. That's about it. He's probably going to announce his. He's probably going to announce his retirement or his. He's probably going to announce that he's not going to be around, roughly around the middle of 2014. I'm going to make that prediction now.
Yeah.
Sorry. For the benefit of the tape, Children of Men's just come on. And I love Children of Men.
Mm. It's a good film.
Yeah, it's just a highly enjoyable movie.
Yeah.
But, so I'm a bit, I got a bit distracted there. But I will predict that Moffat will announce at least his retirement from Doctor Who in the middle of 2014. Mm. to hand over the ring to someone else. Who it is, I have no idea.
I think it'll depend on his relationship with Capaldi, how they get on.
I don't think so. I think he's already.
I mean, whether or not he leaves sooner than that.
Mm-hmm. Well, your thoughts anyway, what do you think?
What about him leaving?
Yeah, have you got a particular time stamp on it? Or if you had to predict? Because no, I can't see him doing 2 years.
No. I think there'll only be a couple episodes and he announces he's quitting. And I think he'll do half a series.
Mm-hmm.
And then that'll be it. Personally.
Yeah.
And I don't think he's running out of ideas. I think he's probably getting sick.
I wouldn't say he's running out of ideas. Maybe he's had a lot of...
We talked about this earlier as well.
Social media has become a lot more prevalent since Moffat took over. 2009-2010 was the sort of Twitter came to the fore. And, forums became a bit more savvy or a bit more sophisticated. And Facebook, although was around, but not as popular or not as widespread. So these two things sort of came to the fore.
It's quite obvious that he's been affected.
Yeah.
I mean, he came off Twitter.
Yes. He still does Q&As and little panels, but...
Not... Yeah. I think his writing's been affected as well. We'll discuss this as well.
Yeah. Yes, it's right. Because I feel that Series 7 was his response to the criticisms of Series 6.
Mm-hmm.
Whether that made it bland or not as effective is entirely subjective.
Mm-hmm.
But.
It's not right, I'm not going to put any arcs in.
It's not going to be arc heavy. It's going to be
like
movie of the week.
With Close Clara.
Yeah, that's a little thing. Nothing that'll knock you in the head over it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's there if you don't know much, but it's an arc, but it's not. Mm-hmm. It's basically Bad Wolf 2.
Yeah.
But no, nothing that was as heavy as River Song being, you know.
I don't think he's wanted to be as adventurous either.
He's trying to dial it back. The Daleks weren't in it as much, you know. He made a change of the colour, the colour scheme of the redesign.
Yeah.
And he backed out of that.
Yeah.
He does listen.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the fact
too much.
The very fact the Paradigm Daleks haven't turned up since
mm-hmm.
means he's not stuck to his guns.
Mm-hmm.
So
basically, the people that are criticising him
have made him change.
Have made him worse,
and they're still not bloody happy.
Mm.
But that's what's belly aching. I think right. I think we'll
opinions.
Go. I mean, yes, opinions. Overrated. But I think we'll go to our world famous, world renowned, universally known. Yoo-hoo,
I don't know whether I can
system.
Do this.
Now, yeah, I haven't really given it much thought either.
Weird.
So the Yoo-hoo podcast rating system, A star being the highest, U being the lowest, we'll never probably use either, but that's the top to bottom.
Yeah.
Clearly, who? Do you want to go first, or do you want me to go first?
I really don't know whether I can do this, because I think because of the type of episode it was, I think I'm being a bit...
I will give it a... I'm hovering on B-, but I think I'm going to give it a C+.
Mm.
Liked it enough to like it. Mm. Don't think it's the best episode ever, nor do I think it's as bad as everybody makes it out to be. Just good enough. And a nice little send-off. Low-key, but enough... Low-key enough. Not a big grand everybody wailing and pulling their hair out.
Yeah.
Which I think a lot of people expected it to be. Which I think... you didn't, but I think a lot of people might have been...
That's his type of doctor, but...
Yeah, he was not that kind of doctor to be like that kind of thing. But I don't think people expected... I think people expected to be the willing and gnashing of teeth. Not of the doctor himself, but to just give you that much peer, you know, that sense of... you know, angst and forlornness and, you know, being upset. Mm-hmm. That would give you enough to say, oh, I don't want to go. But it was just like, it was actually easing you out rather than making you feel bad for it.
Mm.
That's why I like, that's why I appreciate it. Mm. It eased the regeneration through.
Yeah.
So, but for that, for, you know, it's, I can't say what I didn't like about it. It just didn't, for the, if I didn't like anything, it was more like, okay, okay. It was a general, I can't actually point at anything specific, but it's just something that made you go, okay, whatever. But so it prevents it from being higher. But it's just a general, I don't know. A je ne sais quoi, yeah. so to speak. Which sounds pretentious as shit, but I don't give a fuck. Yourself, Claire?
I'll probably give it a C.
Okay, that's good.
I'm the complete opposite of you, because you like the very beginning bit.
Mm.
And I kind of didn't, anyway. I thought it was a bit meh.
That's fine. Cool, just cool.
And even though I know why they did it, and I know it was like an illusion, all the rest of it, I thought the Amy bit was a bit unnecessary.
I would actually agree with you there. I didn't mind it.
It was a nice little nod.
It was that little bit to give the you know, the fans a bit of a, you know, the ones who want to be a bit weepy, a little bit to be a bit weepy about.
Yeah.
That's about it. Yeah. C. Well, there we go. A C plus and a C.
Yes.
Which isn't really a bad score.
No,
a passing
not bad
grade.
At all.
So, and I think that'll do it from us this week. This week, we've released these so sporadically, it's not even funny. But, yes, and I think that'll wrap it up for the Yoo-Hoo podcast, episode number 51. Please find us on iTunes, Yoo-Hoo podcast, separate words, Y-O-U-W-H-O podcast. Give us a rating if you can. Look us up on Facebook. I know you don't. So, and I know you won't. So, fair
please
enough if you don't.
Do.
But please try and do. You know, give us a bit of love. We thank you for listening to our humble little podcast. Sorry, it banded all over the place, but that's just us. If you hate us, you hate Yoo-Hoo podcast and you're a Moffat hater and you hate freedom. And therefore are a terrorist. I'm only kidding, I love you anyway. And that's been the Yoo-Hoo podcast for this week, episode number 51. I've been David.
Claire.
And we'll see you again next time when we talk about this.
See you later.
Not some of the outros yet. We'll talk about this, that, and indeed, t'other. We love you loads forever. Goodbye.
Bye. Ladies, baby.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.